Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And you're welcome back. Now, we've had a lot of calls over the summer about the issue of dogs and controlling dogs and people being bitten by dogs and what should be done about that. Christina Wong, good afternoon.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Christina, tell us what happened to your son.
Well, Katie, my 14-year-old son, Alex, was walking to school on Thursday morning last. And on his way to school, it's about a 15-minute walk. He has to pass a couple of buildings and a roundabout in order to get to school. And basically, a group of dogs followed him and savaged him on his way to school.
Okay, the line isn't fantastic, Christina, so I'll just repeat what you said there. So he was walking to school and a group of dogs followed him and you say savaged him. I mean, was he bitten?
He was bitten badly. He was bitten about 6 times on both legs. And he just went to school. He didn't come back home. And when he came home in the evening, he told me that he'd been bitten. And I thought he was joking because, I usually give him a lift to school. Mm-hmm. But it happened on Thursday that I was walking late. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to go to walk until late. So I told him to walk. But when he took off his school trousers and I saw his legs, I almost died. He had severe bite marks on both legs, which necessitated me taking him to the GP. Mm-hmm. And the GP had a look and said, oh my goodness, 7 days antibiotics, strong antibiotics for him. His tetanus was up to date, which was lucky enough. So after that, then it was down onto the police. So to tell them about the dogs.
So obviously, if he needed antibiotics, the skin was broken.
Absolutely. Yeah, he has 6 deep bite marks. Wow. Between 3 or 4 on his left leg, 2 on his right, and a puncture wound on the back of his knee.
God, he must have been very frightened. I mean, to get that sort of an attack.
He was very frightened, and he ran away from them. A gentleman come in the opposite direction, let a roar, and the dogs scattered back to wherever they came from.
And how many dogs are we talking about again?
6 to 7 dogs.
And what kind of dogs were they? Does he know?
Now, yeah, the 5 of them were small brown terriers, 1 Jack Russell, and 1 medium-sized dog, which looked to be maybe a Border Collie cross, a black and white dog. Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody apparently in charge of these dogs?
No, these dogs had no collars, they had no identification, they looked kind of starved, they looked kind of wild.
Right.
So anyway, he came home in the evening, like I said, I called the police and to my surprise, they knew exactly the dogs I was talking about. And they said, yeah, we know all about those dogs. And I said, well, what are you going to do about it? And they said, well, look, will you come down and do a statement? So I took Alex down and gave a statement. He showed the police his legs. This was after I'd been over to the doctor. They took a statement and they said, yeah, it's very difficult. We don't know who owns the dogs. Apparently nobody owns the dogs. We have to get on to dog warden and see if we can come out the winner and see what's going on with those dogs or who owns those dogs or whatever might have you. So I was happy enough with that something would be done about those dogs. Mm-hmm. That was fine over the weekend. Poor Alex, on Monday, he said to me, ma'am, I'm going to walk to school. I said, okay, fine. He said, go on the usual way, because surely, Scott, they've done some of our dogs, and I said, one. 2 o'clock, I get a phone call, and he said to me, mammy, I'm walking home. They're after biting me again. The same dogs.
In the same place.
Eyeballed him, the same spot, eyeballed him, ran after him, and the medium-sized black and white dog again took a good bite out of my son's leg. Now, that's twice in a matter of days. Unfortunately, I had got on to tell anybody I could think of might be able to help in the matter, including the dog pound, including the council, including anyone I could think of. And one of the dog wardens told me that he had had a serious incident on Wednesday also, that a little girl had been bitten very badly there as well. So a little girl was bitten very badly on Wednesday. Alex was bitten very badly on Thursday. God knows what happened over the weekend. Dogs were still there.
Well, I can tell you something has happened, Christina, because I have now got a statement been handed to me by we've got from the guards. I'll just read it out to you. Gardaí in Coolock responded to two separate incidents regarding dog offences on the 13th of September and the 16th of September in Grove Lane in Coolock. For your information, on the occasion of the 13th, the incident involved a young girl, so that wasn't your son. Mm-hmm. And on the 16th, it involved a young boy, so that was your son, I presume. Mm-hmm. Both of whom received minor bite injuries, it says here. It goes on to say, Gardaí maintain a cooperative relationship with the dog warden regarding incidents such as this. And then it says, and today on the 17th of September, Coolock Gardaí, in liaison with the dog warden, seized two dogs at an address at Grove Lane. So two of those, as you say, six dogs were seized.
Yeah. Well, thank God for that.
I wonder what the story is with the other four dogs, though.
Gosh, maybe somebody owns them, who knows? But my whole idea was that I didn't want another child to get savaged.
Indeed,
whatever about getting bit by a dog, it's in the same week by the same gang of wild dogs after they've been reported a bit much.
Indeed. Christina, the line is very poor. We did manage to, I think, get your full story there, and I apologise to listeners who were struggling to stay with you there.